Okay, so now in the Megillah, we don't need the Megillah today live, because as Kush predicted correctly, guess what? We are doing it on the same words as we did last week, the week before, the week before, the week before, and the week before. So last week we came up with a major idea that the Menois HaLevi quoted B'Shei Matzosi B'Ksav Yad, and later people say it's a Rakeach, that he said that the rise and fall of Haman took 70 days. That was it. The whole Megillah, the whole middle section of the Megillah was within the span of 70 days, which we also said happened to be also 70 psukim. 70 days. And we said from the Yavetz that there was a concept in the old ancient Persia that every person who started as a malchus or any type of chashuv job had a 70-day probation term. So the 70 days, so the first 70 days, none of the real takonis land out working out for sure. They had to wait 70 days. And Haman never lasted 70 days. So even though we have our mayor, I think we can call it in New York and in America, we have the first 100 days in office. I don't know why they do 100 days. It'll be the first 70 days in office. That's where we began. And then we said that there was a Yoitzer, one of the piyutim that you say on Parsha Zohar, that says that after 70, he was hung on 50. That was from last week. So now we said we're going to tie it Vaita, all of this concept, into this week's Parsha. Because it's connected. So the Parsha says like this. Vayechi. I don't know how much he did. I don't know what he said though. So in Perek Nun, right at the end of Perek Nun, beginning of Perek Nun, Vayipo Yosef Bnei Aviv, and Yosef Yaakov passed away. Pasuk Gimel says, what happened? Did he say this part? My father, I don't know if he said this part. They mummified him for 40 days. Vayivku Oisai Mitzrayim Shivim Yoim. And the Mitzrayim, cried 70 days. And the most interpretations, Rashi says, Arbom lechanita, they did 40 days lechanita, like the Pasuk says. And then it says 70. No, it doesn't mean 70. It means 30. Within the 40 of chanita, they did two different things. So how do you read this Pasuk here? So the Pasuk says that they had 40 days of chanita, and they cried 70. So is it 70 plus 40? Rashi says, no, it's 70 altogether. Others argue, by the way. But Rashi says, Abraham lechanita, 40 only for chanita, but shalosh lechiyo. Oh, and why did they cry? Mitzrayim care about a gavaldar. It says, shalosh lechma, to be shabal lehem bracha l'raglay. When Yaakov Avinu showed up in Mitzrayim, he gave a bracha, and the famine ended that day. So akarstoy, shakol arov. They were excited about it, and therefore now Yaakov died for the covet, or maybe even the fear of it would restart. What they decided to do was, 70 days they did it. Yerushalmi. Very, very mysterious Yerushalmi. Shalmi's in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud in Saita. Yerushalmi quotes his pasuk. It says like this. Hold on. Amar Ravavo says, Kol Oisin Shivim Yoim, the 70 days, vague words, Beni Gerisli Geris, from letter to letter, Keneged Shivim Yoim Sh'aso Matriyim Chesed Amavien Il Yaakov. 70 days between letter and letter is because of the 70 days that the Mitzrayim cried for Yaakov. 70 days from letter to letter, what does it even mean? The most interpretations are going to be that the 70 days between letter and letter is we discussed last week as well. Not only was there 70 days potentially of Haman having the rise and fall, but there's definitely, that's open, that 70 days of Haman is not open. That's a Rekeach, maybe, it's a Menois HaLevi for sure. But the 70 days between Igeris and Igeris, that's when you read the Psukim we did last week. Because why? The initial letter went out on Yud Gimel Nisan, the 13th day of Nisan. And then within those first 3 days, the Jews fasted and they hung Haman. But they didn't retract the letter. They never retracted. They didn't send out the second letter. That's going to be Oika, the first letter, until the 23rd day of Sivan, which was 70 days. And that's clear, 70 days. That's what's open in the Psukim. What was the 70 days? Which means, what? Doesn't say the word schus, but it means, what was the schus of the 70 days? That means for 70 days, even though Haman was killed, even though Haman didn't serve yet 70 full days to have all his enactments work, but for those 70 days, the Yidden were not in a good position. Why? Because the first letter went out, and we'll get to it eventually, and it discussed what will happen 11 months later in the month of Adar, but still hate. They sent a message. Oh, by the way, you know, even though the letter says, be prepared, that's the public letter. Shtilait meant people prepared and kill the Jews. So for 70 days, the Jews were nervous. Even though they had the war, even though Haman was killed, but the fact is, they were still nervous until the 23rd when the letter started going out again. So the Jews were in a bad position for 70 days, and the rest of the Persian Empire, which covered a lot, we said Ahasuerus was big, covered the Persian Empire. For 70 days, they were on a good situation, because most people are anti-Semitic. So since all the anti-Semites were like, oh, we know what prepared means, we know what's going to happen to you Jews in 11 months, 10 months, they were going through the days. So they were nervous. Why? Why should the Jews be nervous for 70 days? What gives the Persians a right to own the Malchus for 70 days? Yerushalmi or Neymar Vo, because of 70 days of that the Mitzrayim mourned, cried over Yaakov Avinu.
It's saying the Persians got some type of schus because the
Excellent.
Mitzrayim did something?
Excellent. So the obvious question asked by the Yedei Moshe 400 or 500 years ago, and a lot of the early, because this Yerushalmi is also in the Medrash Rabbah. So on the Mefarshi Medrash Rabbah, they asked the obvious question that I asked. What Persians? What do the Persians have to do with the Mitzrayim? We understand maybe, we'll have to figure out different things. There's two ways to look at this. Either we have to figure out why the Persians merited having the Egyptian merit that was floating around, or we have to understand, more easy to understand, that the Yidden were going to suffer because of something that someone else did that was good. But again, it's a little strange. One of the answers given, I don't even know what it means, on the Medrash was, yeah, very simple. Because you look around by the globe, and the Persians, we just said a minute ago, controlled the entire planet. Included in the entire planet was the Egyptians, again, 1,000 years later, more included the Egyptians. So since the Egyptians had this merit, and they were under the control of the Persians, that merit now is like they gave in their card right now. I've been holding this ace card, here it is. I want the Jews to suffer for 70 days based on the merit we had then. Again, they weren't openly doing it. There's a sire in heaven. But yes, it's a very confusing thing. That's what we're going to discuss today. So we have, of course, we're bringing this in today because we said last week that the Lamed Mem, Gematria 70, not everyone was here. Some people are on planes and are still prancing around. But for the regular people who were here last week, we said the Lamed Mem was Gematria 70, which the Rekach said, openly was Gematria 70. Not that we needed the Rekach to add it, but he was saying that the Lamed Mem means there's something to the number 70 here. That's what we used them for. We didn't use the Rekach from addition. We used the Rekach to say, which letters do I use? Oh, Rekach said 70 over here means something. So we used that Rekach to show different answers last week of 70. But among the things that happened to 70 in the Megillah was the 70 days, and it ties into this week's parasha, of going on the 70 days of the mourning of that. So it's a very, very strange thing. Very strange. I already asked the question right away. We got to connect the Egyptians to the Persians. So before we say anything, we have a gewaldig idea. This we have to do a little roaming the globe of the Chumash to show the galus. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, some of you were here a couple days ago, Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that there's a machloikis when the Avos were born, and we always believe born and death is the same date by great people. When were the Avos born, and when did the Avos pass away? Now when it says the word Avos, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Yoram HaBeis on the bottom, Rashi right away says the Avos is a debate. The Gemara says the debate between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Debate is, was it in Nisan or in Tishrei? And Rashi, in parentheses, well, that's not in parentheses, but Rashi says right away, the Machloikas is only the Geyat Avram and Yaakov. Why? Because when you read the Gemara Shana, it's openly clear that Yitzchak was born and died, they know the date. Yitzchak was born and died on Pesach itself. How do you know such a thing? Let's go to the first place, in Parshas Bo. We're gonna have to make a law. We're going to quote a lot of Pesukim Rashi today. Got to keep cheshbon. So in Boy, Parshas Boy, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Mem Aleph. I had to write these all down. And it says like this. What was it? Vayhi Miketz Shloshim Shana, 30 years. Va'arba Meir Shana, 400 years. 430 years. Vayhi Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. This Etzem, this real day, the Jews and Kol Tzavos left Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, what does it say over there? Rashi says, what does it mean that Etzem Hayom Hazeh? It's like an extra word. The left. Magadi wants to tell you, Kevin Shegia Haketz, when the end time reached that the Golos of Mitzrayim was supposed to end, Lo Yok Van Amokka Karafayim. Didn't wait 1 second. What does that mean? It's supposed to end now? Why? Rashi explains. Betes Vav Nisan on the 15th day of Nisan, which is Pesach, Bo Malachi Asheris Eitz Lavrom Levasrei. We have Parshas Ve'yera, three Malachim come to Avram Avinu, and they tell them, the Oid Mayad, in a year we're going to return, you're going to have a kid. We learn now a year means literally year. That means they were told him now, in a year from now, you'll have a baby. You could have learned that they will have a baby within the year, because he would have been very happy with that as well. No, it meant on the date, 1 year from now, which means they showed up on Pesach, right? It says Avram might have given matzahs, love and light might have done matzahs. They came on the 15th, Rashi saying it. Bechamisha Asa B'Nisan, the 15th day of Nisan, 1 year later, was Yitzchak. And when did the gzera of the 400 years begin? When Avraham Avinu was being told, when Yitzchak was born. Uva tesvav nigzera gzera ben hamsar. Remember, it's a very strange pasuk. The pasuk says, 430 years, the Jews left Egypt. One of the most confounding psukim in the Torah. Because everyone knows, whatever you went to, whatever cheder you went to, the Jews were not in Egypt for 430 years. That is not an accurate statement. This Gemara Megillah talks about it. I don't know if you guys have the Megillah. Gemara says when the great rabbis were called into a room and they had to translate the Chumash into a different language, they couldn't write 430 years because that's an open statement. It doesn't make any sense. So they added on the Jews were 430 years in Egypt and other lands. What does it mean, other lands? That means we start the exile, of the Egyptian exile, from a much earlier date. When are we beginning the earlier date? Maybe from Yitzchak being born, or when Avram was told there's going to be a Gzeirah. These are all Rishonim. So it comes out that Avram was told that there's going to be, the Jews will be in land for 400 years, but the 400 years didn't start right then. That was Hashem telling him, the 400 years will begin when Yitzchak's born. Yitzchak was born. So Hashem is meeting Avram and giving him a concept that, by the way, there's going to be an exile for 400 years. When does the exile begin? When Yitzchak is born, which will be in 30 years. And when we're talking about years right now, specific years, not 340 days, not almost a year, no, exact. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to Avraham Avinu exactly on Pesach. Yitzchak was born 30 years later exactly on Pesach. And the Jews left Egypt exactly on Pesach. So now we know Yitzchak is not a debate. Yitzchak was born and died on Pesach. That's clear. So when the Gemara discusses the question of when the Avos will Noldu, when were the Avos were born, which we say means when did they die as well, because born and death date by righteous people works out. So when were they born, when did they die? It says Avos, Machloikis, if it's going to be Nisan or Tishrei, Rashi has two words there, Avram v'Yaakov. It's only Avram and Yaakov, because Yitzchak is clear as could be. So now we know Avram and Yaakov were debatable. It's either going to be Nisan or it's going to be Tishrei. That's Machloikis. Now, as a side thing, I don't usually do it here, I'm not going to repeat it here, but if you go to my website and you go to Tuesday night, is when I gave a whole shiur, which my father gave part of it, when according to the pshat, that Yaakov was born in Tishrei, and it ties into Asar B'Tavis and Chanukah. And over there, I talk about it at length over there, not for us now, and I also talk about on that shiur how people have multiple birthdays. I mean, they don't know when the birthday is. Yes, there's understandable there might be different types of birthdays. But let's go down to the other side, if it's Nisan. We're not sure yet. Let's see if we can figure out from the Torah, at least according to one man Damar, how it works out. So all we know right now is that Yitzchak is clear. How did we get to Yitzchak? Because Yitzchak, we said, his birth date and death date occurred 1 year after the angel showed up. Okay, so let's go to the beginning of Vayera. The angels show up. Let's hear. What day of Avram's personal life did the angel show up? Open Rashi. First Rashi in the Torah. In Vayera, I think, right? Rashi says, Vayera Lov, why did they come? Why did Hashem come to him? Levaker esachoyle. It was the third day of Avram Avinu's Milah. So, trick question, doesn't say it openly, but if you use your brains, what day of the year, date, calendar date of the year was Avram Avinu's Milah? Very simple. If the third day of the Milah was the 15th of Nisan, Yisrael usually gets these questions wrong. So what would be his the day of his Milah? 13th. No, it's the third day. They came on the third day. Okay, so does that do anything for us? Yeah, let's look at a Rashi right before. Yud Zayin, Chavov. Mamash Rashi, it's amazing, these two Rashis. You read them, your Marvin said, they're 2 different weeks. So the first Rashi in Vayera tells us that they came on the third day. Okay, so we know the Milah was 3 days earlier. Does that affect us? Look what Rashi says. Unbelievable. Here it says, Pasuk Chavov, Mamash near the end of Lech Lecha. But it's the Rashi to Rashi. It says like this. Avram Avinu was how old when he got Gemalad? 99 years old. By the way, he had a kid then. How old was Yishmael? Ben Shloisha Asa. He was 13 years old. Michas Chinuch Amila discussed if that's an accurate statement according to everybody. But let's assume it's simple words. It says 13 years old. What's the next words? Balkaira? On that exact day, they were Gemalot. Huh? I don't know. You need an exact day? Guess what, guys? I am standing here exactly today. Okay, makes sense, right? Guess what? Tomorrow, you'll be standing exactly tomorrow. Everyone's exactly today. That's how it works. You're always walking around exactly today. Avram was Gemalot exactly that day. Yeah, obviously. So Rashi says, unbelievable. The Etzem HaYom is there, on that day. Shemalu LaAvram, that not malu as malu gemilat. Malu with an aleph. Malu la Avram tzadik tes shana. Avram, when it says before he was 99 years old, what does 99 mean? It means he's really 110, but he says he looks like 99? No, he's 75, he says he looks 99? No, 99, Rashi says, Shemalu l'Avram tzadik tes shana. That was his birthday. Shockingly, by the way, Uli Yishmael Yud Gimel Shana. So he had a bris milah on his birthday, according to the way you could read this Rashi. So
he was born on his father's birthday.
And Yitzchak, no, Yitzchak.
Yishmael was born.
Yishmael, yeah, but I think Yitzchak, because Yitzchak was 3 days later, right? Yitzchak some Pesach. So we now know, you're going to go on with Israel, you should figure out the rest of this now. So now we have one Yisoid. We have a birth date and a death date for Yitzchak, Pesach. We now figured out, playing this game of when they showed up. 3 days earlier, we now know Avram Avinu's birth date. Not far to say, since we have a Gemara, not far to say that Avram's death date is when? Okay, same day. Does that help us with Yaakov and Esav? Let's go a little further. We're going through the Torah. Oh, exactly. So what happens here? Chaf Hei, Chaf Zayin. I told Israel I was going to get it. Chaf Hei, Chaf Zayin is what? There's a famous story in Parshas told us, where Yitzchak wants to, he comes out, he's hungry, he's tired from killing people and doing all the great Averis. Esav is having a full day. He does 5 great Averis according to some Midrashim. I think Rashi quotes it down. And he comes from the field, he says, me want red, right? And Yaakov is sitting there making lentils. Why is Yaakov making lentils? So what does Rashi tell us? Rashi tells us, you know why Yaakov's making lentils? Because you give lentils when someone's sitting shiva. Who's sitting shiva? Avram Avinu died that day. By the way, part of what Esav did, the godless of dates in Jewish history, Esav killed Nimrod that day. What the Goyish world would say, yin yang. Avram Avinu was the righteous person in the world. Nimrod was the negative person in the world. So if one's got to die, two's got to die. Same date, got to go. Got to go. So Avram died, correctly so, on his birthday. Yud Gimel, we're going to say this date. When Yaakov is buying the birthright from Esav, is when Yud Gimel Nisan. Because that's the day Avram Avinu dies. Okay. Does that help us? It does. Because look at the next pasuk says. Vayigdenu hanarim. And Rashi says, what do you mean vayigdenu hanarim? Kolz man shayiktanim. When did you chap who Esav was? As long as the youngsters. Lo'yena karma maseim. It's not clear who's good, who's bad. As a little kid, you could hide your true self. Vayin adam adakta ben. People don't look at a little kid. People think it's cute when a little kid steals something. They think it's cute when a little kid lies. Not medactic, what a little kid does. And chinuch, a little kid, sad to say, we don't care about these things, right? We think it's cute. Kaven shenasa ben yudgimel shana, when they came 13 years old, zeh pirish labat medrasos, zeh pirish labat zera. One guy became Yaakov, one guy became Esav. And someone explained that this means, when they become 13, we don't believe in round numbers, we believe real numbers. Torah is telling us real numbers. So vayigdu anara meant, ba'oisiyan meant that was their birthday. So Avram, trivial pursuit, man. Avram, Yishmael, Yaakov, and Esav potentially were all born in Nisan. One man, the Gemara says Avram and Yaakov. Yaakov means Esav, same day. And what date? What day of Nisan? Yud Gimel Nisan. That's what it comes out. If you say Nisan, there's a drush on Tishrei. But if you say Nisan, we narrowed it down to the day of the month of Nisan. Now we fast forward 1,000 years. Right? And Haman is deciding it's time to get revenge on the Jews. Haman's great-grandfather is? Trick question. I mean, that's obvious. Kush is so quiet, sleeping. What? Esav. Haman comes from Esav. So Haman now is sitting around. He goes, I got to get the Jews back. It's time for me to get the Jews. How am I going to get the Jews? So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a lottery ticket. And I'm going to see what comes out. Which we'll get to eventually. The lottery is a strange thing. Because guess what? If you're going to juggle and say, one day of the year, it's going to happen. He should have asked if, should I get the Jews? Not when do I get the Jews? But okay, he's confident. He's sending out letters. He's in a good mood. What did we say that was? When was the first letters sent out? Yud Gimel Nisan. You know whose birthday that was? His great-grandfather's birthday. Esav's birthday, which you have power on your birthday. You can give brachas on your birthday. Esav's birthday, which was Yaakov's birthday, by Yud Gimel Nisan, was Yud Gimel Nisan. On that date, Yud Gimel Nisan is when Yaakov was born, and we assume he died in Yud Gimel Nisan? Yeah. Right? Same way Avram was born and died the same day. Yaakov was born and died the same day. Okay. So now Yaakov died. Back to us, the pasuk in front of Heshi. Yaakov dies, what's the reaction of the world? The reaction of the world is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim are going to 70 days cry for Yaakov Vino. Whatever reasons they have. 70 days. Yud Gimel Nisan, 70 days. Where do you end? Chav Gimel Sivam. It's not just random. When the Yerushalmi says the 70 days match up, and Aryeh says, well, who cares? Was it Egyptians, Persians? I don't know. They don't even sound the same. Do Egyptians and Persians sound the same? Yes. Rishonim already answered, potentially not Rishonim. Kadmonim already answered that, yeah, Persians have Egyptians. Chav Gimel Sivam. You tell me, 70. How do I know?
This is the year 7, it's not 70.
It's 13 to 23.
Yeah, but it's not, it's 3 months. You need more months.
You scare me.
Year 7.
You scare me more.
36. Oh, okay.
Okay. You're right. Last week you got it, that's what's strange. Right? No, last week you told me you liked it. The idea is now, that Yud Gimel, Nisan, to Chaf Gimel Sivan, which are dates specifically written in the Megillah, from Igeres to Igeres, the Lashon of Yerushalmi, Igeres to Igeres, where the Jews were having a bad time and Haman had a good time. We're saying, you know why Haman had a good time? Why was he? Yeah, he's Persian. Yeah, who cares? You know what he had? It's the exact date of the year. It lines up perfectly. It's a perfect lineup from Yud Gimel Nisan to Chaf Gimel Sivan. It's like those 70 days in the time of the Egyptians, when the non-Jews of the world gave cover to Yaakov, those exact dates are what's showing up over here. Is that random? Nothing's random. So that's why there was a special schus on that day itself. Now to go vital with this, which I think is important, we have like 35 different ways to do this, but we're going to do it one way. Since we're running around, we did almost every Parsha and Bereishis, right? We did Lech Lecha, Vayera, Toldos, and Vayechi. Oh, let's do another one. Do it that way.
And Bo.
Yeah, but I'm going to embrace it now. Oh. Yaakov's about to meet Esav. So it says, Vayishlach Yaakov, that song. Yaakov sent angels. Lefonav al Esav, achav arzah aserdom. And then he starts davening. And what does he say? Yes, where is that? Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav. I don't see it here. I know it's right in front of me here. Okay, anyways, here. You're right, but I don't see it in front of me. So what happens is, what is the words Hatzileini no miyarochi miyareisav? The early commentators say, Hatzileini no miyad, acronym, Rosh Tevis in the Hebrew. What is it? Yud Beis? Hatzileini no miyad, you have it in front of you. What are the, the first letters, Hatzileini hey, no nun, miyad mem, spells, Haman. Not me. I'm not that good. Yaakov was davening because of Haman. Yaakov davening because of Haman. There are literally 75 that I know about. Connections. I don't know what the word to use. Statements that claim, early Kadmainim, that Yaakov, whatever these words mean, was a Gilgal, was Megalgal later on in Mordechai. And Esav was Megalgal later in Haman. So this fight between Mordechai and Esav was going on for 1,500 years. It started with Yaakov. When Yaakov's davening, he's saying, get me out of this. Save me from Esav. Medrash, everyone knows, you guys did Masechta the Megillah. The Megillah says that Mordechai went into the street, and what did he do? Very, very strange phrase. Hopefully we'll get there eventually. I hope Michelle will come before we get the pair of dollars, because that's scary. But in Perek Dalet it says, Mordechai Yodas Kol Shanasa. Mordechai found out everything that was going on, even though the letters were vague. He found out everything that was going on. And what does it say here? Vayikra Mordechai is Bgodov. He tore his clothing. Vayilba Sak for Afer. He put on Sak for Afer. Vayetzi Besachir. Vayizak Zaoka Gadoy Lamara. He went out and screamed. By the way, this was a spiel. I don't know what you did with Rebellion Megillah. This is a spiel. Because a normal person doesn't, by the way, imagine you found out the worst news in the history of the world. Worst news in the world. You found out Haman's about to destroy Klai Yisrael. What does he do? It's a good idea. Let me take my hat off. Take my jacket off. Let me put on some sock for Afer. I'm going to walk out into the street. I'm going to start screaming. Is that the way things go? No, you first start screaming. Normal human beings start screaming first. It doesn't say it that. Mordechai Yodas Kol Shanasa. He knew something. As Kol Shanasa. He knew everything. Vayikra Mordechai as Begadav. He tore his clothing. Vayul Vashak. He put on a costume. One of the reasons we want your costume. We'll get to that eventually. Vayeti Besachi. He went to the middle of the city. No emotions yet. Takes a walk. I don't know. Shushan's, we have to discuss. There's Shushan and then there's Ir Shushan. Goes to the middle of the city. He starts screaming. And the Medrash says, what? What is that? Vayitzak Zaka Gadol. Where does Vayizak Zaka Gadol come from? We're trying to every parsha. It comes in the, we had that one already. In the end, they told us, the brachas were stolen. Esav's reaction was that he screamed, right? Esav's reaction was that he screamed, he was unhappy. And the Medrash says that because Esav screamed then, and Yaakov was the cause of such a scream, right or wrong, whatever deeper levels it means, reverse it later on, yin yang, as we discussed earlier, Mordechai has to scream because of something that Hamas goes on. Here it says, by the thing, by Yivaz es Bechara, he embarrassed the Bechara. There's only one other place where Vayivaz used. Vayivaz Haman. Haman was also Mavaza. There is a Gilgal of Yaakov to Mordechai and Esav to Haman. Therefore, when Yaakov had 70 days where the outsiders gave him credit, those exact 70 days, Haman said, you know what? This has been going on for a while. It's time for me to step up. What does he say when he thinks? Unbelievable. What does Esav say? I saw this word. When he thinks that, when he knows that Yaakov stole the bracha, did he say, I'm going to kill him? No, that's not what he says. I'm going to get him. He's not happy with it. Yaakov's got to run away. He's going to be Yetzai. What Esav says is, what she tells him, Vayikru. What he said, my father's days are coming near. Right? Where's the pasuk? Hold on. Here's Vayisa Esav Karla Vayef. That's pasuk Lamaches. Here is pasuk Mem Aleph. The morning, what are you? The morning of my father's days are coming near. I'm going to kill this guy, Yaakov. Yikrivu. What does Yikrivu mean? Comes near. Simple interpretation. Yitzchak Sashayna Alta mentioned already. So you know what? Yitzchak, how much time did Yitzchak have? I won't. I keep it of aim. I'm not going to kill my brother in front of my father when he's still alive. Yikrivu, I'll wait till it's a shine sight. It's going to happen. It didn't, by the way, it was a bad call. It took a while. Yitzchak lived, thankfully, almost 50 years more. More than 50 years, right? Yeah, I think it was 127 when he gave the bracha, if I remember correctly, and it was 180. So that's a long, that's almost 50%. Some say like this. Yikrivu means bring it closer. So normally in Judaism, when you call something being earlier, it's 1 month earlier. A month is considered something. So if you're sitting on the 13th day of Nisan, it's your birthday, you're ready to give out brachas. Life is good. You're like, my great-grandfather's birthday. I got special powers today. Haman's sitting around saying, Yud Gimel Nisan, I like today. And you know what? My grandfather, my original version of myself, better words, my original Gilgal of myself made a statement that has to be true. It's in the Torah. And the statement was, Yikrivu Me'evel. I'm going to get these guys. Yikrivu Me'evel. What am I going to do here? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get Yaakov, who I've been fighting with for 1,500 years. When am I going to get him? Yikrivu before the days of Ovel. So if Yitzchak, his father, died on Pesach time, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to bring it earlier, and what? A month before Pesach, I'm going to go after him. So when he sends out the letters on the 13th of Nisan, what he says is, listen, 13th of Nisan, the letters go out. But I'm telling you, my father's 15th of Nisan, and 11 months later is the 14th, 15th of Adar, and that's when we're going to have a battle, and we're going to win. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting the Jews. So Esav's words, in his original words, and his words later through the mouth of Haman, were unsuccessful. And we are relying on Beis Yaakov, and we are relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting us, and Bekar of Mamash Lava Gula. We'll have to do more of this next week or something. Oh.